This podcast tells the story of a 20-year-old African-American woman named Yolanda Bay and how she is going through life looking totally different from the rest of the world and the world not knowing why she is so different.
Okay, 5, 6, 7, 8. What nationality are you?
African-American.
Do you have albinism?
Yes.
When was the first time you realized you look different than your family?
I don't really know. I've always known that I was different than my brothers and sisters.
Did you ever feel like you weren't a part of your family because you looked different?
No.
Were you ever teased because you look different from everyone else? Like, say, in school or outside of school?
Yes.
Can you tell us a time when that happened?
Well, as I grew up, other kids teased me. But, you know, as you get older, you get used to it and you learn to ignore it. And if you get more confidence in yourself, you learn to that.
Okay. How did you feel when people would stop and stare at you, like when you went out in public with people?
When I was younger, I was confused because I didn't understand why they were staring at me. But as I got older, I realized that most people haven't seen or met a person with albinism. And as an adult, I just feel that people are uneducated and ignorant to others that are around them, so I just let them stare.
You never, like, said anything to them or confronted them?
No, because most people have never seen an albino. So they just glance. It's like looking at a painting that you've never seen before. Something fascinating.
Did you ever feel like you weren't, really a part of your family? Like it wasn't your family?
No.
How about?
Even though I have albinism, I still look like my brothers and sisters. I still have the same genetic features as they do.
Okay, I got another one. How was going to college and being different from everyone, different from how it was in elementary school and middle school?
Because I went to a special college, it was a culinary college, I met people from all over the world, and since everybody was different, and they embraced different cultures, I became actually more popular than I was in elementary and high school.
Were there more people that looked like you in elementary school compared to in college?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because the elementary school that I went to specialized and several of the low vision students had albinism.
Okay. Are you starting to take more pride in your albinism?
Yes.
What made you do that? Or what made you feel that way?
Because when they realized that there's nothing that's going to change you from being albino comforting thing for you to have to believe in yourself and not worry about what other people think about you. And know that, you know, you have confidence in the way you look and take care of yourself.
Do you think a lot of everybody should be aware of albinism? Okay, thank you.
Yolanda's old 8th grade teacher named Tina Randall took care of Yolanda when she really needed someone the most.
When was the first time you met Yolanda?
I met Yolanda when she was in kindergarten.
Where at?
At her school, her elementary school.
Did Yolanda stand out from everybody?
No, there were other children in her class that looked like her.
What nationality is she?
She's African American, but she has albinism. Some people shorten it and say albino.
Okay. In school, did you ever see her get teased because she was albino?
No, not really, because there are other albino children in the school.
How about outside of school?
She never shared what happened outside of school, but I am quite sure. I do know other children that were had albinism that have been teased because of how they look.
Outside of school, do you think she felt like an outcast?
From the emotions that Yolanda shared, or that I see in her, yes, I do believe there are times that she felt like an outcast and felt different. When she went to college, they thought she was from a different country because of how she looked. But they welcomed her. They did. She wasn't an outcast. They just knew she was different. And she did take the time to explain to them that she just had, you know, lack of color. That's what albinism is.
When you went in public with her, did everyone stop and stare to look at her a lot?
I never really noticed, but she did. And she said, she would say, you know, that man's staring at me, or that woman's staring at me. And then times she would say, what are you looking at?
Take a picture.
Yes.
Do you think she felt like she never really had a family? Considering she was in foster care and looked very different from her family. Well, all her families.
I used to think sometimes that she felt as if that was the reason that she was in foster care. Although then she would think about it, all her brothers and sisters were in foster care. So I think, you know, after thinking about it, you know, she realized that it was all of them and not just her.
Why did you let her move in with you?
Because the foster parent that she had when she graduated with her associate degree, her foster parent had locked her out of the household. And they were also taking funds from her, and she had to find food to eat and different things like that. So she was not treated as a member of the family. So she was welcome here, and she was treated as a regular, quote-unquote, member of the family.
Did you always, like, treat her like family, even before this happened?
I took a special interest in her, went to her high school graduation, corresponded with her when she was in school.
Would you consider yourself to be like her mother role?
An adult role. I'm sure she observed it in that mother figure, whether it was a positive or negative experience.
How did you prepare your kids in the house that she was different and that she was moving in with you?
Children knew Yolanda because she would spend holidays with us. And when she was in elementary school and high school. So they knew her. And I just introduced her as Yolanda. I didn't say, you know, whether she was different or what have you. There wasn't anything to prepare them for except that there was another person coming to be.
How did they react to her moving in and her being different?
They didn't see her as different. They were fine with her moving in. We have been a family that welcomes people that need our love, I guess I should say.
So they were comfortable with it?
Yes. They were very.
Were you scared for her, considering she was the only albino in her college and would really stand out compared to when she was in middle school and elementary school and there were a lot of other people like her?
I believe she had a strong character, so she was able to deal with it. We talked a lot on the phone. She made friends. So, that kept her going.
So she was outgoing. So that helped her a lot?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What advice did you give Yolanda when she went off to college about her being different from everybody?
I just told her to go make friends. She said she would be lonely. I never really pointed out or talked to her about her skin color or her albinism unless she had an attitude where someone was staring at her or what have you. And I would explain to her that people are not used to seeing those with albinism. And get over it. You know, look at them and smile and say, hi, how are you? And so I just told her that she will, those things will happen when she goes away to college.
As she got older, did you see her start to take more pride into her being albino?
I saw her growing into being a positive young lady or woman. Yes.
What ways did she demonstrate this?
She demonstrated that in wanting to finish school. She received her associate degree in culinary arts. She went back to get her bachelor's because her bachelor's would give her more opportunities when she got out.
Why were there so many albinos in the school she went to, in elementary and middle school?
Because our school was for visually impaired students. We also had sighted students. Visually impaired meaning that there were students that had problems with their vision. And they were called visually impaired. We had totally blind students, albino students who... vision varies. All of them do not have the same vision. Some see very well. Some are legally blind, meaning they don't see as well as sighted. And the school also had sighted students at the school, too.
So were, like, majority of albinos visually impaired?
Yeah, albinos are visually impaired.
Oh, all of them?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They're sensitive to light. Some can't see well, far away, close up. Some need magnifiers, some don't. It depends on their visual acuity.
Do you think everybody should be aware of albinism?
Yes, I do.
Why?
So that it would not be a quote-unquote stranger to them, that they won't be treat people differently when it is when they're face to face with someone who has albinism. They'll treat them like a regular person.
How would you make people aware of albinism to make people more comfortable with it, that it's not being a big deal?
Now I bring them home with Yolanda. No. Basically, if it comes up in conversation or what have you, I would explain to them how. Well, you know what? I do that. I have workshops that I do for the teachers. And we explain different vision types. We explain albinism. And that's for teachers all over the city, and also the teachers that are in my building that come into the district new. So that's how I get people to know about it. And those that are friends of mine, when they come to family functions, Yolanda is there, and they see that there's nothing different except the way she looks.
What was your reaction when you first saw an albino? Not necessarily Yolanda, but like an albino ever in your life?
I didn't really have a reaction. A person is a person. I learned more about it as I studied it when I went to school on why it happens, why there is no skin color, or lack of pigmentation.
Why isn't there any color?
Because they have lack of pigmentation.
Oh, okay.
In their skin.
When was the first time you saw an albino? Do you remember?
I may have seen an albino when I was little. I really don't remember. Oh, yeah, when I was little. When I was in elementary school. Yes, I did.
You had some in your school?
No, I did not. Saw a person on the street.
How did you start to become comfortable with people that are albino? Or was it just natural?
It's natural. I accept people for what they are, period. Whether what they look like. What they have, don't have.
Yolanda has been through a lot in her life, which really made her a much stronger woman. A lot of people are unaware of albinism, and they should be, so when they come across it, they won't be weirded out and treat people who are albino differently, and that's crossing a boundary.